Now, the NFL Eagles Weekly Report. Interviews with the coaches and players, league standings, and game schedule for the Eagles' upcoming games. Brought to you by Bo Diesel in Innisfail.
Joining me for this week's Bo Diesel Innisfail Eagles Report is Chad Ziegler. The series is now down to a best of three, which obviously when the series started the last couple of years, they had swept you guys in the playoffs. So you've got two wins on your belt versus the Generals this year. You know, just how close to being able to, you know, really pull this out this year do you feel like you guys are?
I mean, like you said, they got us the last 2 years in the final, and we think we have a good chance as ever. I thought we had a chance back then, too. It's 2-2. It's best of three. We knew it was going to be a battle, and we knew that if it had to go 5-6-7, then we're willing to do it. So I think that we have a very good chance with the guys we have in that room.
The last couple of games, an 8-1 win and then a 5-4 defeat here today. You know, how have those two games played out in your mind?
We came out pretty hard in that last one, and our power play was clicking big time. We were a little undisciplined tonight, including myself, and we know these guys got a good power play, so we got to just tighten that up, and I felt like that was the difference in the game tonight. You know, if we can just tighten that up, keep doing what we're doing, then we'll have a good shot here.
In a game like today where you get down by three and then you get down you know, by two in the third period, again, you kept battling back. Just how good a sign is that for you guys?
I mean, it's a great sign. I mean, we had this all year, and I knew that we did. We were close games all the time, but there was never any quit, you know, especially with the guys who got in that room. There's nobody in there is going to throw in their hat. So, I mean, we know we got a bunch of character guys, and that's what you need in the playoffs. So,
the power play, how have you guys seen that? I mean, obviously, during the regular season, had a lot of guys out of the lineup, and you know, you worked some new guys in each night here. But in this series, you know, how close to, you know, really gelling and having that power play be a factor for you guys? Do you feel like you are?
Oh, it's great. It's been the best it's been all year. And, you know, in playoffs, that's huge. That's the difference in a lot of games like it was tonight. And, you know, it's tough in this kind of league with guys with jobs and everything else that to make it every single night. So to have the guys commit to playoffs here and it clicking, it's a bonus big time.
Overall, for the defense score that you have this year, you know, do you feel like that's a better all-round group than the last couple of years? Do you think that's one of the strengths of the team this season?
I think every year we've had a pretty solid group. This year we were fortunate enough. Usually you're looking for D-men. This year we've had a surplus. So for those guys to come in, a lot of them had to play forwards to be in the lineup too, and they've done a hell of a job. So it's nice having a back end you can trust, and that's how we've always played it. So it's going to be good going forward.
Each year as it goes along in this rivalry, it seems like more and more fans come out here in Central Alberta. The crowd today in particular, you know, was massive. What has it been like to see that kind of response in this area?
I mean, it's fantastic when you can get people out there. We know this is a rivalry. I mean, on the ice, they don't like us. We don't like them. And that's the way it is. It's playoffs. That's the way it's going to be, and that's the way it's got to be. I don't think you're a real hockey player if you're looking at the enemy across and thinking they're your buddy. So having these guys come out and support, you know, either side, it's great. In Bentley, when they or in Lacombe, when they had a full house, it just ups the atmosphere like it should be for playoffs.
Listen each week at this time for the Innisfail Eagles Reports, brought to you by Bo Diesel and Innisfail.